WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little dose of stoic wisdom sprinkled in. And today, we're diving into something that's got us all hooked. Social media addiction. Ever feel like you're constantly glued to your phone, scrolling through feeds filled with perfectly curated lives? You know that feeling when you put your phone down and suddenly realize an hour has vanished into thin air? Yeah, we've all been there. But before you judge yourself too harshly, let me tell you, understanding this modern-day conundrum can be the first step towards reclaiming your time, energy, and sanity. Now, I'm not saying ditch social media altogether. It can be a fantastic tool for connecting with people and discovering new things. But when it starts controlling your life, well, that's when we need to step in and do some damage control. Think of it like this. Social media is like that delicious slice of cake. Enjoy it in moderation, savor every bite, but don't go overboard. So, how do we break free from the clutches of this digital beast? Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you manage your social media consumption and regain control. First things first, awareness. You gotta know what you're dealing with, right? Start tracking your screen time. I'm not talking about those generic reports on your phone, get specific. Note down when you feel the urge to scroll, what triggers it, and how long you spend mindlessly tapping away. This is like diagnosing the problem before you can treat it. Second, set boundaries. Boundaries are your best friend in this game. Decide on specific times for checking social media and stick to them. Treat these designated times like any other important appointment, non-negotiable. You wouldn't skip a doctor's appointment, would you? So don't let those precious moments with yourself get sacrificed to the auto of endless scrolling. Third, curate your feed. Follow accounts that inspire you, make you laugh, or genuinely add value to your life. Unfollow anyone who drains your energy, triggers negative emotions, or leaves you feeling inadequate. Remember, social media should be a source of positivity and inspiration, not a constant comparison game. Fourth, find alternatives. When the urge to scroll hits, reach for something else. Go for a walk, read a book, connect with a friend in real life, learn a new skill, anything that takes your mind off the digital world. Think of it as retraining your brain to seek out healthier and more fulfilling activities. Finally, remember the bigger picture. Social media can be a fun way to connect and stay informed, but it's not the most important thing in your life. Focus on building real-life relationships, pursuing your passions, and creating memories that last longer than a fleeting Instagram post. Remember, life is happening outside of your screen, waiting for you to experience it fully. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're having dinner with friends. You're laughing, sharing stories, enjoying each other's company, the whole package. But every few minutes, someone pulls out their phone, starts scrolling, and misses out on the real-life magic happening right in front of them. This is what social media addiction can do to us. It steals our focus, distracts us from meaningful connections, and leaves us feeling disconnected even when surrounded by people. Now imagine that same dinner, but everyone puts their phones away and truly engages with each other. That's the power of reclaiming your attention and prioritizing real-life experiences. So there you have it. 5 key takeaways to help you understand and manage social media addiction. Awareness. Boundaries, curated feeds, alternatives, and remembering the bigger picture, these are your secret weapons in this digital arms race. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. It takes conscious effort, but with a little self-awareness and discipline, you can regain control of your time, energy, and attention. Now go out there, disconnect from the digital noise, and reconnect with what truly matters, yourself, your loved ones, and the incredible world around you. And hey, if this episode resonated with you, share it with a friend who might need a little stoic nudge in the right direction. Let's build a community of calm, confident individuals who are living life on their own terms. Until next time, keep those minds sharp and spirits high.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.